Well, I've wound my way through the centre of Halifax, and it's a bit of an overcast, dull kind of a day. And hidden away, just on Gibbet Street, is the Halifax Gibbet. Now, for people who don't know what that is, myself included, I'm delighted to say that David Glover has consented to meet me here. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon to you.
I guess the most pertinent question for anybody listening who doesn't know is, what is the Halifax Gibbet?
Well, if you're thinking about a gibbet, what comes to mind to most people would be something to hang somebody upon. And yet Halifax Gibbet is nothing like that. Most people would be familiar with the layout of what we call a guillotine from the French Revolution. This, although it can't be proved it was a forerunner of the guillotine, is a similar type of wooden structure on which men could be beheaded, or women, I should say.
Famous names, famous people went to their deaths under the guillotine. Are you aware of anybody who was famous or notorious, maybe, who met their maker on the gibbet?
Well, I can tell you that we have the names of over 50 people who were beheaded on the gibbet between 1538, when our parish registers first came into being, and 1650, when the last executions took place. The names are recorded. In most cases, they're just names. In a few, we have details of the crimes for which they were beheaded, but I would have said they were mostly criminals, shall we say the lower classes, yeah, of criminal, and the names were not significant as of gentry or people higher up.
What sort of a crime would have seen me lose my head back then, David?
You'd have had to have either been caught with goods on you to the value of 13 pence or above. That is approximately 5 pence today and above, although we have to allow for inflation making many pounds. Or either carrying it on your back, or you'd have to confess to the ownership or the taking of something that wasn't your own. Now, if you're in a situation like that and were arrested, caught carrying the stuff or confessed to somebody, the bailiff of the town could arrange to bring you before a jury of your peers, a certain number of men locally, and they could summarily convict you and say you had to go to the gibbet.